Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And she's saying, yeah, but it went too far. And this has been building over the past few days because Trevor Bauer was scheduled to start on Sunday. And Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, had said, we're going to play him. He's going to be on the mound. And obviously, even if this all shakes out in Trevor Bauer's favor, with these types of allegations out there, it would have been really awkward to have him out there in uniform on the mound Sunday. And so it feels like the Dodgers were waiting for Major League Baseball to step in and so that they can let Major League Baseball remove their star pitcher from the field as opposed to them having to do it and then possibly having problems with their star pitcher. So that is what Major League Baseball did today. They moved in and they said, you're on a 7-day administrative leave, paid, but we've got to figure out what happened here. Whose version of the truth is to be believed? Is the truth somewhere in the middle? And more to the point, if you actually assaulted this woman in the ways that she is saying you did, everybody agrees that up until a point, everything was consensual. But then the woman alleges it went too far. And not only went too far in general, but went too far while she was unconscious and unable to consent. How's that for a messy story?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it all right now.
You see the pictures of her?
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. I'm looking at the text. Obviously, I get why it's complicated, obviously, reading the text. But
I mean, you read the text messages from the woman, and she's saying, yes, I want that again, but I want it harder. I want you to hit
right,
me.
Right.
I want you to hit me.
You look at the pictures, and it's like, okay, I mean, I think, no matter what you want, like, you got to just, you can't do that. You cannot do that.
It's a big story, tied up in baseball, and it could take one of the most famous pitchers off the field, not just for this Sunday start, but for several starts, because I don't know that there's an easy way or an obvious way to get to the bottom of this one. But it is a messy, messy, messy situation.
Yeah.
If you want the actual specifics, I know there are kids in cars right now.
Right.
So
yeah, you gotta be careful. Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable going into any more detail than we've been into, but if you want the specifics, they're not hard to find. And it's a wild story. Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station. Data message rate supply national contest. It's time for Memphis Sports Cash. It's all powered by BetQL. Win more and cash in more with the help of BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to learn more. That's BETQL. Get your sports and get your cash. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, another chance at $1,000 right now. Text the word BUMP. B-U-M-P. Text BUMP to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Again, text BUMP, B-U-M-P, to 72881 for your chance at a grand with 92.9. We will do this all again starting Tuesday. We're not going to do the cash contest on Monday. We'll do it Tuesday starting at 7 a.m. But right now, text BUMP, B-U-M-P, to 72881 for a chance at $1,000. Good luck.
Want to know the secret to making sure everything at Kroger is fresh? Secret shoppers, spies we hire to expertly inspect our produce department in every store. Their mission is to ensure we have the freshest bananas, lettuce, and more. Now that the secret is out, you know what else is? Tomatoes that are fresher than fresh. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now you can save on juicy bone-in ribeye steaks. Grill them up for just $7.99 a pound in the value pack with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com.
The Hot 7's instant games are available now at Tennessee Lottery retailers near you. Heat up your summer with top prizes ranging from $5,000 up to $500,000.
How do you keep a workout fresh every day?
Clap it up, Peloton, let's do this!
By getting everything from endurance rides to restorative yoga, all right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
All right, listen up, people. Sean Avery here. If you enjoy alcohol, chances are, at some point, you've been hungover, torn up, in the Hurt Locker. Well, here's a little secret. Goodies Hangover Powder relieves pain fast, helps wake you up, and it tastes good. I'm not kidding around. You got a case of ginfluenza, bourbonitis? No problem. Get Goodies Hangover Powder. Real medicine for real hangovers.
Goodies Hangover. Aspirin and caffeine in powder form. Place on tongue and take with water. Hangover responsibly. Find it at Walmart.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show. Live on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. With 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Some breaking news from the world of recruiting. Jalen Duren, who is the number one prospect in the class of 2022, five-star center, has announced that he is down to five options post-high school. He will either play for the G League Ignite, in the NBL in Australia, or for the University of Kentucky, the University of Miami, or the University of Memphis. So, another example of Penny Hardaway and his staff being involved with one of the very best prospects in the country. This one will probably drag out for quite some time. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good, GP. So what's the feeling on where he's going to go?
Who's got the most money? And you can say that out loud now because
there's a way to feel so weird.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you, there's a way to get this legally done now. But this one is going to come down to where can he get the most money to spend a year in advance of the NBA draft. And, you know, in previous years, you know, at any point before yesterday, then you would probably be looking at the NBL or the G League Ignite, unless Kentucky or Memphis or Miami was willing to get really wild under the table. And they might. But now you don't have to get wild under the table. You just have to convince Jalen and more accurately, the people around him, if you come here, this is what's going to be available to you. And so now if you're Memphis, Miami, or Kentucky, you've at least got a fighting chance against these pro opportunities when it comes to trying to secure a commitment from a prospect who is clearly interested in spending the year before he enters the NBA draft, you know, making a paycheck of some kind.
Yeah, it's an interesting angle of all of this thing. That it, you know, we had sort of concluded it looked like the most high-profile college basketball players might say, you know what, I'm just going to take the money. And it really does. Like, it makes the – why go to the G League if you can make just as much money at Kentucky, Memphis, or Miami? Like, before, it used to go to the G League because, well, why do I want to go play for free when I can get, you know, whatever they were paying at the G League or in Australia? Now you can get the platform of playing college basketball, the fun, to the extent that it is fun, of playing college basketball in the NCAA tournament. I don't think it means as much as a lot of people like to think it means, but it does mean something. Plus, just as much or more money. So, you know, because the truth of the matter is, if I'm an advertiser, I'm more interested in having you at Kentucky than I am in the G League. So, quite apart from the salary, just in terms of the endorsement deals, if I'm an advertiser, I want you playing, let's be honest, I want you playing for Kentucky more than Memphis. I want Kentucky or Duke. That's where I want you playing. And so it actually makes a lot of sense.
It's interesting to trace sort of how all of this happens. Like, the NBL is a professional league in Australia. It is where RJ Hampton played. It's where LaMelo Ball played. And what was fascinating when I started really digging into this once upon a time, like, why is an NBL team willing to pay RJ Hampton $700,000 to come down there and play? Like, what is the payoff for that? Does it make financial sense for them? And what you find out is in the CBA, there is a clause that allows NBA teams to buy international players out of their contracts up to a certain amount of money. I can't remember if it's $600,000 or $800,000 or $1 million, but let's, for the sake of this conversation, let's say it's $800,000. So what the NBL would do is sign somebody like RJ Hampton to a 2-year contract for $800,000. And but the second year is a team option and with a clause in it. So RJ Hampton would take that $800,000 knowing that he's only going to go there for a year. And then an NBA team is going to draft him. And then in that contract, it says if you want to buy RJ Hampton out of this contract, it's going to cost you whatever the limit NBA franchises are allowed to pay. So again, let's say it's $800,000. What the NBL in Australia will say is, if you want RJ Hampton out of this contract, you got to send us $800,000. And to an NBA franchise for a lottery pick, that's nothing. And they're allowed to do it. So they say, here, take your $800,000, give us RJ Hampton now. And so it really costs nothing for the NBL to offer RJ Hampton
$800,000. And so, you know, if you're an NBA team, in addition, I mean, again, it's nothing, but if you're picking between two lottery picks and one of them plays in the NBA, whatever it is, right, you know, you're going to end up paying another million or $800,000 on top of it, which you're happy to do.
That's exactly right. So for the NBL, it's like, it's basically no expense. You get this player and it draws attention to your league, but you're going to get the money back from some NBA franchises, either the Bucks or the Magic or the Grizzlies or whatever. So the NBA decided, we are tired of the best American prospects, or some of them, going to Australia because we don't want to go to Australia to scout them. We don't want to travel to New Zealand in the middle of a basketball season to watch LaMelo Ball play 17 minutes. So that is the root of why the G League Ignite became a thing. It was never initially designed to give prospects a option other than college basketball. It was simply to keep prospects in the United States. We don't want to go to Australia or China to scout, to evaluate you. So if you are the type of high school prospect surrounded by people who want to make money and you're interested in going to China or Australia or Italy or Spain or whatever, we're now going to develop this program where we can just keep you here in the United States. And then we actually got eyeballs on you every day. We are playing a role in your development. So that's how the G League Ignite gets started. Is it's really more than anything else, regardless of what they say, it was designed to keep the next LaMelo Ball from going to Australia, with the argument being, okay, you can go to Australia and make $500,000. We got it. How about we just pay you $500,000 not to go to Australia? That's really all it is.
We'll save $500,000 just in freaking airfare.
Yes, exactly, right. We are willing to spend $500,000 just to keep you from going to Australia. So then the G League Ignite becomes this realistic option. And so if you're Jalen Green, you might have gone to the NBL in a different time, but now you can make more or less the same money staying in Southern California with the G League Ignite. So, okay, cool. I'll just stay in the country, be with the G League Ignite, and still make the money that I was, that I desired to make anyway. So for a player like Jalen Duren, if not for name, image, and likeness rights changing yesterday, I think he's picking between the G League and the NBL, and he's probably going to the G League. He just, like Jalen Green and Jonathan Kuminga, he has people around him who are most interested in getting paid ASAP. But now name, image, and likeness rights are a real thing. And I know the NCAA has said, but it can't be a recruiting tool, but that's stupid. Like we talked about yesterday, it's going to be a recruiting tool. So right now, trust me when I tell you, Kentucky, Memphis, and Miami, by the way, they've hired somebody really close to them, and they don't know that that'll be the determining factor, but they hope it is. But either way, Miami, Kentucky, and Memphis are now undeniably trying to make it clear to Jalen and the people around him, if you come with us, this is what will be available to you, and it will translate to X amount of dollars. Don't go to the G League Ignite or the NBL, because you can make more money playing college basketball for us, and let the bidding war begin.
Makes all the sense in the world. The sense in the world. Yeah.
And, like, by the way, this is the way it's always been going on. But now it'll be like documented and legally done. And so, you know, I don't know, you know, who would be willing to quote step up to the plate for Memphis. You know, would it be FedEx or you know, some other, you know, a corporate partner with the type of money that can get something like this done. And what's really fascinating is if Nike gets involved, because then you've got John Calipari and Penny Hardaway, two people who are very important in Nike, battling over the same guy.
Who is more important? Obviously, Kentucky is more important than Memphis to Nike, and it's not close, right?
That's right.
But Penny's kind of important to Nike. Who wins? Power struggle, John Calipari, Penny Hardaway, not necessarily over this particular player, generally. Who has more juice with Nike?
I don't know the answer to that. It's an interesting
because normally you would say, well, Cal in Kentucky, of course, like it's a much bigger platform. It just is. But, you know, Penny has the whole shoe line.
Right. Yeah. So there's no doubt Kentucky is more important to Nike than Memphis. Yeah. But is Kentucky John Calipari more important to Nike than Memphis Penny Hardaway? I'm not sure. My understanding on how those things often work is that, and this is the way it's been going on, Under Armour, Adidas, and Nike. You know, Adidas is the one that got locked, caught up in it on a federal level. But all of these shoe companies have been doing this, that they don't, because they know it'll be a problem. Like, you know what? Okay, Kentucky is a Nike school. So is Duke. So is North Carolina. Like, you can't make a habit of screwing one to take care of the other. Because now you've got real problems between, in years past, Mike Krzyzewski, Roy Williams, and John Calipari. So the way it had been explained to me once upon a time was, let's say there's a high-profile, quote-unquote, Nike kid. and he's been on the EYBL, and they built an entire grassroots team around him. Like, that's the other thing they always do. Like, Team Thad is Team Thad every year no matter what. And Team Penny was Team Penny every year no matter what. Every once in a while, you'll get, like, I don't remember the name, but it'll be, like, Team Arizona. And you're like, I never heard of Team Arizona in the EYBL before. Right. And it's and then you look at it and you go, and its coach is Marvin Bagley Jr., and its star player is Marvin Bagley III. And you're like, okay, they just built the team around Marvin Bagley. And they threw a bunch of money at his dad to make sure he stays in the Nike circuit. Once upon a time, the Pump Brothers did that with Thaddeus Young in Memphis and had the Memphis Pump and Run team for 1 year. There was a Memphis Pump and Run Adidas team under the Pump Brother umbrella for 1 year. And it was the year before Thaddeus Young's senior season of high school basketball. So the way I'm told this often goes is that they've got this kid. He's under the Nike umbrella. He's part of the Nike family. They plan on him playing grassroots with Nike, then going to a Nike school, and then signing with Nike when he goes to the NBA. Their only instructions are, you better pick a Nike school. We don't care which one. So it's right. It's always hilarious. You'll see a five-star prospect who's been playing for a Nike EYBL team his entire life, and he's going to announce his five schools, and it's Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina, Oregon, and Syracuse. It's like, what does Oregon and Syracuse have in common other than they're both Nike, big Nike schools? And so I would assume that Nike will do their best to make sure Jalen picks a Nike school, but I don't know that they get involved in the make it Kentucky, not Memphis, make it Memphis, not Kentucky. Because if Penny or John think that Nike is pulling the strings in a certain direction, you'll have problems with the other guy.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. Yep.
But it is fascinating.
Whole thing is fascinating. And the way the world has shifted is fascinating. I was talking about this with Jeffrey because yesterday you were making the point that the big movers in this name, image, likeness stuff are the gymnast from LSU and the twins from Fresno State, who unquestionably are the reason they're getting their deals is because they are worth that to the company. Like, they deliver eyeballs. It's not because anyone cares if LSU gymnastics is great or if Fresno State women's basketball is great. It's purely an open commercial calculus. I do wonder, when you step back, obviously there will be those winners, right? And then there will be, Cal will say, I need, or whatever, in Memphis, Penny will say, I need my guys to have money so I can, so I can compete. I do think there will be that kind. But they won't necessarily deliver real commercial value. It'll be a favor. It'll be, I care about Memphis basketball, and it doesn't really matter to me if this person's going to have helped sell me enough cars to justify me a $10,000 deal. I'm going to do it anyway. There will be definitely those kinds of deals too. I don't know which there'll be more of, or which ultimately. And the truth of the matter is that some of them it'll coalesce. Like at the proverbial Alabama quarterback, that will be helping Alabama and all of that. But that person will also deliver lots of market value and eyeballs, right? But the backup guard at Alabama, if you're saying, I'm willing to sponsor the backup guard at Alabama, that won't really probably deliver much value to you, but you might be doing it just because you're an Alabama fan. I think it's going to be an interesting mix of both of those things as we go forward.
And where it's also going to be interesting is in what states – have limits on what these players can get and what states do not. And more specifically, in the states where there's not a law on the books, how schools write their own regulations. Because I can't overstate this enough. Right now, and it's so wild to think about, the NCAA has actually said to schools in states where there are no laws, it's up to you. Do what you handle it however you want to handle it. And if you put limits on it, we don't care, but that'll be you getting sued someday, not us. So we're out of it. We're not trying to get sued again. So you can do whatever you want to do. So in theory, a school in a state where there is no law can say, there are no limits on what our student athletes can take. whatever somebody is willing to give them, they can take it. And at that point, it becomes an incredible advantage for a place like Kentucky, because John Calipari could literally go to the 13th wealthiest, to the 13 wealthiest Kentucky boosters connected to the basketball program, take them all out to a steakhouse and say, all right, guys, here's the deal going forward. I'm going to tell every student athlete that we are recruiting that he is guaranteed $1 million. $1 million the first year he's on campus. Every prospect, if we got five players in our signing class, all five of them know the day they enroll, $1 million check. That's what I'm going to do. And I need you guys to make it a reality. And at a place like Kentucky, that is not hard to do.
No, not hard at all to do. Absolutely. And the truth of the matter is, at a place like Kentucky, it might also, like, there might be commercial value to that. Like, the eyeballs that you're going to get for that kid, I sort of think the things converge. I think you will, in fact, get a lot of, you know, pop for that. So it'll be interesting. Who's put strict limits on it so far? As you look around the landscape, are there states that have put strict limits on the amount players can take?
Well, there are, quote, guardrails in place in some states, and what they say is that it must be in line with what is
with
fair market
value. Right.
Yeah. Like, and so if you're trying to figure it out in Memphis, you go, okay, what does Jaren Jackson Jr. get for doing a Wing Guru commercial? Because if DeAndre Williams were then getting 50 times that to do a Wing Stop commercial, now we've got a problem. That's not in line with what fair market value is.
You know, as you pointed out yesterday, who the hell's enforcing this? Who's checking up what Jaren Jackson Jr. is making for the it's not. We just determined it's not going to be the NCAA, right?
Yeah, no.
They don't care.
It would be the University of Memphis Compliance Department. But
why the hell do they care?
That's what I say. You let me be the athletic director at the University of Memphis, you know what I say? We have no rules. We have no limits.
Oh, absolutely. Like, what is the advantage to having rules? The advantage would be if you think that all your donors are going to give the money to the players as opposed to you.
There are administrators that fear that. And not all of the money, but like, let's say annually.
Right.
Yeah, let's say annually from donations you're bringing in $15 million. And I don't even know if that's high, low, whatever. The number doesn't matter. This is just for the sake of this conversation. Annually, for the past 10 years, from donations, you've been bringing in $10 million. And now what some administrators fear is that if my banker, who's been giving me $500,000 a year, is now going to give that $500,000 straight to a student athlete, unless he's going to come out of his pocket, so to speak, for another $500,000, that's $500,000 I used to get that I don't get anymore. I used to control that I don't control anymore. So that would be one argument for universities putting limits on what student athletes can get, is that if we limit what our corporate partners and boosters and just random people in general can give these prospects, then it's less likely to lead to them giving us less than what we've normally got. But there's reasonable people disagree, or at least I've seen people I respect disagree on this. Some people say that's going to be a thing. You know, that athletic departments are going to stop getting donations they would otherwise get because the boosters are just going to be giving that money straight to student athletes. And other people say, no. Those boosters understand why it's important to actually support the athletic department. They'll still support the athletic department.
Yes, I will tell you this, though. From a macro level, I don't mean this at a place like Memphis, but at a lot of these places, the athletic departments were totally bloated. They were artificially bloated because there was nowhere else for the money to go. And so the reason, whatever, you used to tell the story about UCLA building a practice facility when it didn't need a practice facility. Who was the coach there who said, I don't need it?
There's two stories like that. I was at Ohio State shortly after I got the job at CBS. And all I had ever heard as the Memphis beat writer from John Calipari was, the Finch Center is the best practice facility in the country. And then I started going on the road, and I was like, you know, it's not even close to the best practice facility in the country. So I was at Ohio State. I'm talking to Thad Matta, and I'm like, Thad, this is really nice. And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, you know, we got a new one going up next year. I said, a new what? And he said, practice facility. I said, why? He said, because we had to spend the money. You know, like that's always been the scam in college athletics is these administrators say, well, we don't have any money, but they don't have the money because they spend it all. They hire 50 people they don't need and build things they don't need so that they can at the end of the fiscal year show, hey, we didn't have any money. How do you want us to pay these players? You only don't have any money because your goal was to spend all of it, and so. Yeah, at Ohio State.
If the upshot is though that Ohio State gets less money from boosters, I know they won't be happy to hear this. But the truth of the matter is, it's bloated. The reason the athletic departments are so massive, the reason that a lot of these folks make what they make, is because this is the only place the money could go. Well, now the money can flow to another place. And again, I don't think this is true at Memphis, which has never been just awash in cash. But it's certainly at some places, if what happens here is that the money actually goes to the employees instead of just the employer, that's probably a good thing.
I actually think it's a great thing. But right. if your question is, what are some administrators worried about, that's where it starts. Right. But if my goal was to have the best basketball program and football program I could have, period. No, I would have no limits on my student athletes. First off, it just sounds great to say right. We believe in fair.
No limit on how much you can make, right?
Yeah, we believe in everybody making whatever they can make. We do not have limits on what our coaches can make. We do not have limits on what our trainers can make. So why would we have limits on what our student athletes can make, especially when we don't have any limits over what our other students can make? You know, the point I made on Down College Basketball podcast the other day is that I was a student at Memphis on scholarship and spending, you know, four nights a week writing for the Commercial Appeal or the Memphis Flyer or anybody who would have me write for them. And the Commercial Appeal might pay me $75 for a story. But if they wanted to pay me $750 or $750,000, nobody was there to stop it. I could have gotten whatever anybody was willing to give me. So why should student athletes not have the same rights that I had 25 years ago? And if I were an athletic director, that's exactly what I would say. I remember talking to Chris Beard, the Texas coach who was at Texas Tech last year at some point. It was like a Friday afternoon. And he was like, yeah, I got to go to this thing tonight. And, you know, it's an event. And it's an appearance fee. And I'm like, an appearance fee? I was like, okay. I said, boy, your life's changed drastically from being the head coach at Little Rock. And I don't remember the exact number, but it was an absurd amount of money for him to show up for an hour.
Right, 10 grand, right, yeah.
Like 20 maybe. You know, he was actually embarrassed by it. Whatever the number was, he was like, it is absurd that I'm getting this amount of money to go do this thing for an – I almost feel a little silly. Like, you know, I can't believe that this is my life. But my point is this. If even Chris Beard can agree it is absurd that somebody's giving him $20,000 to do this thing for an hour, then what is absurd when it comes to student athletes? There's nothing that would be absurd in the world of college athletics. It's all absurd.
Are those, by the way, so we know that, like, you can endorse things, right? Totally personal appearance is fine, right? If I just want to pay, totally, if he says, I'll come talk to you wherever for 20 grand, anyone can do that now, right?
Jordan Bohannon, an Iowa basketball player, was signing autographs at a fireworks stand yesterday for some appearance fee.
That's great.
Like right now, if you want to pay somebody an appearance fee, you can pay them. And
there's literally it is funny. It is just amazing. It used to be a shoebox. Imagine what Keith Lee would have made in the day, you know? He should have.
And he should have.
Keith Lee should have, you know?
Right. If you want, in theory, DeAndre Williams to come speak to your 12-year-old basketball team for an appearance fee, and you want to give him $5,000 to do it,
your elementary school class, right? Like bring pick someone to work day or whatever. You know what I'm going to give my kids class? Landers Nolly, Lester Quinones is going to come for $5,000, and he's going to wear the short shorts, and he's going to be funny, and yeah, you can do
How
it.
How about this? Like all sorts of football players and basketball players are now jumping on Cameo, right?
Right.
Because they're allowed to do it. So we talked about this a few weeks ago. There are people on Cameo who charge $10 for a video or $10,000 for a video.
Right.
So what's to stop a student athlete? And let me be clear, I'm not trying to stop anybody. I'm just saying this is going to come down to who can get the most creative. Let's say I'm the Memphis basketball coach. I might go to DeAndre Williams and say, listen, get on Cameo and charge $5,000 for video. And I got five boosters about to order videos from
right.
you. What is to stop that?
And who's to say that? Well, that's outrageous. That's an outrageous amount of money when lots of people make $5,000 on Cameo. When Chris freaking Beard can get $20,000 to show up at someone's whatever for an hour, why can't the best player on Texas also get $20,000 for showing up for an hour?
You know? Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, so it's going to come down to and I've talked to some coaches, and some of them really seem to understand this and have been prepared for it. And I've talked to some other ones who, bless their hearts, I don't think they know what they're in. I don't think they quite understand exactly what world we're operating in now, because everything that I've described as possible is going to be happening to some degree somewhere. And if you get into a situation where you're not willing to exercise everything you can to take advantage of these things, or you have an administration holding your student athletes back, you're going to be really up against it. The savviest coaches are going to be the ones who flourish in this system, because there is now an unlimited number of ways to get real money in the pockets of your players.
I would not want to be a college basketball coach. I will say that. I mean, I wouldn't mind $20,000 for an appearance fee, but I really wouldn't. There's some jobs, there's some people who I know do fantastic work and get fantastic money. Hell, Adrian Wojnarowski is one of them. Like, I wouldn't want his life on a platter, and I wouldn't want Chris Beard's life on a platter.
I talked to Woj the other morning, and so he's been covering the Western Conference. He was covering the Western Conference Finals. And so it was game 5 in Phoenix. He thinks he's flying back home the next morning. You know, the Clippers don't have Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
And, you know, Phoenix is favored to win the game. Of course, L.A. wins it. So, you know, as soon as the game's over, they get off TV. They've got a travel agent changing their flights, booking them new flights to L.A. from Phoenix. And so I talked to Woj that morning, and I was like, he was going through, he broke up, and he said, sorry, I'm going through a tunnel. I'm at LAX. I'm like, oh God, I forgot. You had to be at Staples Center for another game. He said, yeah. He said, I was on the 6 a.m. this morning. I was like, dude, you're on TV till 1. He's like, I know. And I said, and this speaks to, I'm not just telling this story for no reason. I promise it's got a point. He said, I said, well, can you get to the hotel and like get a nap in? He's like, nah, probably not. I got like 7 phone calls I have to make. Because his job is to make those phone calls. His job is to have the news first. And so that's a hard way to live.
When you're expected, if you're Woj, to break every story.
Right.
I mean, you're not like your share of – even when you were doing CBS, like when you were a newsbreaker as opposed to a talker, and you still do break news. But like once upon a time, the essence of your job was – breaking news, right?
And now it's just not. Like, that's not what I'm asked to do.
Right, now it's not. But even then, wasn't it like, I'll get my share, you know? Woj is supposed to break every story. The truth of the matter is, it's for local beat writers, it stinks in a way because you never break anything. It's either Woj or Shams, right? Break everything, mostly Woj, but some Shams. In a weird way for local beat writers, it's also a relief. I'm not going to break any stories, you know, because like Woj and Shams are going to get every story. And that is an incredible amount of pressure to know, like, if you go to sleep for an hour, who the hell knows what the hell could happen? I might miss a phone call. I wouldn't want that. And I know he makes a gazillion dollars, and he's on TV, and now he's doing – who's this T-Mobile? He does a commercial for, like, you know, his mother's, you know, his mother, whatever it's called. That clever commercial. But I got no interest in that job.
Yeah, it's a hard life. You know, it's a lot of pressure, and – you know, you can't take a nap when you so clearly need to take a nap. So
right.
anyway, that's
enjoy your July 4th. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What's the single best thing to eat on July 4th, at a July 4th barbecue? What's the – we did it. We did the Today Show bracket, and we said in the end – the hamburger. The hamburger rules over all other foods at a July 4th barbecue. Do you agree?
I love sausages.
You think the sausage?
I just love a sausage.
I do love a sausage, but I want a hamburger.
I'll do a sausage and cheese plate. I'll put a sausage on a bun.
You would prefer a brat to a burger if you only could have one at a barbecue?
It depends on the quality of the burger. Honestly, I'm not great at making burgers. I enjoy a great burger, but I have never personally made a great burger.
God, I think burger. I mean, I like a brat. I like a sauce. Like, the truth of the matter is, like, we in the end came down to the hamburger versus hot dog in the finals. The hot dog is, like, they're always leftover hot dogs. You know what I mean? By the standard that you'd use, like, people talk about the turkey is overrated Thanksgiving because there's leftovers. There's never leftover, whatever, chicken nuggets. Is that what your point is? Right. There's always leftover hot dogs.
Right.
There's always leftover hot dogs. But brats is like just taking hot dogs to a new level, or whatever kind of sausage you're talking about. I do like a sausage, but I think the hamburger's the king.
If you put a great hamburger and a great sausage in front of me, the great hamburger is what I prefer. But sauce, anybody can make a sausage. Making a great hamburger is not something I've mastered. I'd like to know how to do it, but I haven't mastered it yet.
Bennett, what are you voting for? What's the king of all July 4th barbecue food?
Yeah, I think the answer is probably hamburger, just because, like, it's different than regular grilling. Like, 4th of July, like, everybody's, like, drinking and hanging out, and, like, it's not like a – it's like you make a bunch of hamburgers for the big party.
You can go to wings if you want, or you can go wings or ribs or anything. But
hamburgers are easy.
I think it's the cheeseburgers. Yeah. Yeah, and they're easy. Well, they're not easy. Gary says they're not easy. I think it's good to be easy to make a mediocre burger, and I think a mediocre burger is still delicious.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, I can make a mediocre burger.
Did you see what Bill Cosby's first meal was when he got out of jail?
I did not. Pudding?
Oh, God forbid. what would your first meal be when you got it, if you got out of jail?
I think I would want deep dish pizza.
Pizza? Bill Cosby, you would just like him. Bill Cosby went pizza. He wanted the first
not.
Thing he wanted after being in jail for however long he was in jail.
Just let the record show. Let the record show I am not just like Bill Cosby.
No, similarities end there. And I don't know, in fairness, I don't know that it was deep dish. But his first meal upon being released from the Huskow, the thing that he requested was pizza.
Good for him. All right. I'll see you
later. Have a good weekend, man.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hmm.
I am not like Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I mean, that's not – I mean, pizza, that's universally loved.
Bill Cosby and I perhaps both like pizza. Like, we probably both like shampoo. But that's where it ends.
Yeah.
I've never drugged a woman or a man. Never drugged anybody.
Good.
Be back in a second.
Yeah.
Be back in a second.
In some places, it's always rush hour. And the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast, your new favorite one. How do we do it? With fresh cracked eggs, oven-baked bacon, and flaky croissants. You know, the things your old breakfast wasn't doing. So toss that old news and its soggy eggs somewhere useful. And get to Wendy's, where the sausage, egg, and Swiss croissant, bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant, and honey butter chicken biscuit are just 2 for $4. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $4.
Limited time only. Single item at regular price. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He just keeps putting new success stories on top of each other. Take Jason's story, for instance. Jason listed his home. It was out in Arlington with Josh. Got caught up in Josh's marketing whirlwind. It was less than 24 hours later, and that home was sold for more than the asking price. That's just one of the great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That is easy. But only Josh Hysaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent, with the best marketing strategy, who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible. What you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysall team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysall. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysall. Go to JoshHysall.com.
Now is the time to get your fireworks for the July 4th celebrations. The place to go is Boom City Fireworks for the largest selection and biggest discounts of fireworks in the Mid-South. They got great deals like power cannons, just $3.97. They got the one-minute ride. That's so many effects in just 1 minute. Low, low Boom City price of $39.95. Head on over to Boom City Fireworks. They got two air-conditioned locations, 3rd Street South and Getwell at State Line Road. Both are open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. That's Boom City Fireworks.
Sitting behind the reel, you lose track of time. Lost in rows of lights, you think, has it been 10 minutes? Are we there yet? And then suddenly from your seat at the slots, you finally hear the next $500 winner in Southland's 10-minute cash dash is... And you realize the little wait was worth every minute. It's the 10-minute cash dash at Southland Casino. A new $500 cash winner every 10 minutes, every Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
At Lowe's, we think July 4th reunions are better with a little flair. Get select 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals, 3 for $12, and select bagged mulch at our new lower price, starting at $2.88 per bag. Make your home look festive today. The summer savings continue this July 4th, so stop by Lowe's in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. While supplies last, annuals offer in-store only. Actual plant size, selection, and product availability varies by location. Valid 6/24 through 7/7, U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Kroger is proud to partner with Manhood University to offer Memphis residents an opportunity for a new beginning. Kroger's partnership opens doors to a brighter future for so many, while also ensuring access to food and resources. From learning lifelong career skills to supporting families, we create paths for a brighter future. Because Kroger is more than just a neighborhood grocery store. We're a proud member of the Memphis community.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go.
Fast, fast, go.
Fast like a Lambo.
Scoot.
I be jumping off the stage, yo.
Jumping, jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, man.
This is what we're thankful.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a new computer or a refurbished computer or even a custom-built computer, that's where you want to check first. 901-360-9679 is the number, 901-360-9679. Call that number. Get in touch with Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems can help you. What you're going to want to do as you pursue this new computer is tell them exactly what it is you're going to be doing on a computer. Like, are you making videos or are you just playing around on Facebook and YouTube? Because those are two different computers. And about the dumbest thing you can do when it comes time to buy a computer is buy a $2,000 computer when you need a $300 computer. A $2,000 computer might be able to do a whole bunch of stuff, but if you ain't going to be doing those things, you don't need that computer. You're wasting your money. So at Cooper Systems, tell them what it is you're going to do. They'll find a computer that's perfectly suited for you. And then if it's perfectly suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. Can't do that everywhere, but you can do it at Cooper Systems. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. We were talking name, image, and likeness earlier in the program and sort of different ways that student athletes are going to now be able to legally make money. Did you see the report connected to Master P's kid earlier today?
Yeah, I did see it. Yep.
Hersey Miller is the son of Master P, and he signed today a $2 million deal to become a brand ambassador for Web Apps America, a tech company that specializes in web, mobile, and software solutions. And this isn't Hersey Miller going to Duke or Kentucky. This is Hersey Miller who's going to be playing at Tennessee State.
How about that?
And yet there's a company that thinks he's worth $2 million to them. Now, I can't begin to tell you whether they're right or wrong. I just know that they decided it, and they put the money right there where their mouth is. Two days ago, this would not have been allowed by NCAA rules. A NCAA student athlete accepting $2 million from a company, any company, to be a, quote, brand ambassador. But now, you can do it. And Tennessee State is putting no limits on him. So Hersey Miller has got a $2 million deal. Congrats to him, and good luck to every other student athlete searching for that payday. There's a lot of them out there. Dinner to Go's up next.
Hi, I'm Brooke Burke, and I have a question for you. Do you ever consider just how important your feet are? They're quite literally the foundation of your body. And if you don't take care of them, you're asking for problems. That's why I wear Skechers' new Arch Fit shoes. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to make a shoe that provides total foot and arch support. They used 20 years of data to design a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch, no matter what foot type you have. Plus, Skechers Arch Fit provides extreme comfort. In fact, these just might be the most comfortable Skechers I've ever worn. Whether I'm walking or standing, they feel like a dream. Just try them on and you'll feel the instant difference. So if foot care is as important to you as it is to me, check out Skechers Arch Fit. They're podiatrist certified, they're comfortable, and they look great. Because when it comes to preserving my body, I know Skechers has my back and my feet. Get the support you need with Skechers' new Arch Fit at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Experience the roaring 20s with today's Perks Deal. $50 gift certificate to Blind Bear Speakeasy on South Main in downtown Memphis for only $25. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com.
There are lots of great clothing stores in the United States. Lucky for us, one of them is right here in Memphis. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. It's warming up. So James Davis is starting its summer clearance. Knit shirts, shorts, sports shirts, dress shirts, sport coats. All spring and summer merchandise is 30% off. I repeat, 30% off. So take advantage of that. And don't forget, those Paul Battinley suits that are regularly $5.95 each are now two for just $7.95. I have several of them, black, blue, gray. This deal is a great way to get your suit game right in advance of wedding season peaking. These are the same suits I often wear on CBS Sports Network. They're great and affordable, a real bang for your buck. There is a lot of inventory at James Davis, priced 30% off right now, but it won't be that way for long. So drop by and restock your closet with quality clothes from an incredible clothing store. Again, it's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center, perfectly located, and you can find them on the web at jamesdavismemphis.com.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer.
Family. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. Filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. I know you know. It is so smooth you can drink it straight. It really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Makes no sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy on this holiday weekend. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand they've got a variety. Watermelon, lemon, raspberry, orange, red berry, peach, pineapple, coconut. The list is long. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that'll be the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name. Next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, get a fifth for the fourth. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused, at least in the opening segment, on Sha'Carri Richardson, the United States sprinter who, it was announced early this morning, has been banned from running the 100 meters at the Tokyo Olympics after she tested positive for marijuana. She owned it. She said, yes, I knew that I couldn't do it. I knew that I would be tested. I knew that if I tested positive, that I would be risking my participation in the Tokyo Olympics. And I still smoked. I used it as a coping mechanism after finding out my biological mother had passed away. I get it. Rules are rules. And there is nothing that can be done for Sha'Carri Richardson now as it pertains to this. The rules are in place. She violated them. She will now pay a price. But hopefully, this story getting the amount of attention it's getting and the outrage connected to it will be the thing that leads to the World Anti-Doping Agency removing marijuana from its list of banned substances, because no serious person could reasonably argue that smoking a joint makes you a better sprinter, that using cannabis is a performance-enhancing drug. It is neither a dangerous drug nor a performance-enhancing drug. There's a reason why MLB, NFL, the NHL, and the NBA no longer suspend players for using for testing positive. It's because they've decided it's a nonsensical thing to do. Hopefully, the World Anti-Doping Agency reaches that same conclusion so that the next Sha'Carri Richardson doesn't have to pay this type of price.
What's the biggest game tonight?
No NBA tonight. We don't get that back until tomorrow night. So if you don't mind, let's go Subway Series. Mets-Yankees inside Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. Tywan Walker pitching for the Mets. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Yankees. The Yanks are minus 145 on the money line. The total's 9. First pitch scheduled for 6:05. You can watch it if you've got an MLB subscription.
What should I watch on TV?
We don't have a Dateline.
That is so stupid.
It's the stupidest thing.
It really ruined my Friday.
I don't even care if I get to watch Dateline. I just want to talk about it.
Right.
I just want to preview it and then spoil it and then get on with my weekend. Mm-hmm. But boy, when I started searching today and I realized that Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final was on NBC tonight, which means we don't get a brand new Dateline 2-hour special hosted by Keith Morrison or anybody else, my head dropped in disappointment. So tonight, should we teach Dateline a lesson? Should we teach Dateline a lesson? Should we show Dateline, if you don't provide us with a murder mystery, we will find our murder mystery somewhere else? Because I can give you 2020 on ABC at 8 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
The unimaginable story of two brothers, one a hero, the other a monster. Shocking new interviews and details of a Yosemite National Park serial killer. That's tonight on 2020. If Dateline tries this again, we might shift our allegiance to 2020.
My God.
And we'll spend every Friday previewing 2020s instead of Datelines.
That just doesn't feel right.
Don't play with us.
Don't play with us, though.
Don't play. That ain't to be played with.
Let's wrap up this Stanley Cup. Let's get this out of the way.
Let's get this stupid Stanley Cup over with. Like, yeah. Tampa Bay Lightning up 2-0. Go ahead and win game 3 tonight. Win game 4.
I kind of want the Canadiens, though.
Well, they're not that good.
They care more.
Yeah, but they're not that good. Like, you know, I might care more about basketball than Ben Simmons, but he'll still beat me.
That's true. Good comparison.
That's the situation the Canadians are running into with Tampa Bay. They care more, perhaps, but Tampa Bay is just the superior hockey team, I gather. They're up 2-0. They won the first two games by a combined score of 8-2, and they are slight favorites tonight, which is good news if our goal is to get the Stanley Cup Final over so that we can have our regularly scheduled datelines as soon as next Friday night. I hope that's the way it goes. But if it doesn't, if we got to shift to 2020, then that is what we'll do. We'll take a stand on this if we need to.
Yep.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
I updated the top 25 and one over at CBS Sports earlier today. Had to drop Alabama. They've lost two of their top five scorers this week. One entering and staying in the NBA draft. Another one's in the transfer portal. So now Nate Oates is going to lose four of his top five scorers from last season's team. He's got a top 10 recruiting class. So I still got the Crimson Tide in the top 20, but no longer in the top five. If you haven't read it yet, go check it out. CBSSports.com.
What's on tap next week?
Welp, can't wait to work on July 5th.
Me too.
I know that much.
That's going to be fun.
Can't wait to work on a national holiday on Monday. That'll be exciting.
Yeah.
NBA Finals will either be set.
Hey, there's that.
Or we'll be getting ready for a Game 7. That's exciting. Aren't you fired up?
Can you not hear it in my voice?
Does that not make you want to come into work on Monday after July 4th?
It absolutely does, yes.
Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you guys have fun.
You guys have fun. And get as wild as you want to get on Sunday, because a lot of you don't have to work on Monday. But Bennett and I will be here.
We'll be here.
Enjoy your holiday weekend. Be safe, in all seriousness. Have a good time, but be safe. We're going to meet back here Monday at 4. Till then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.